The Democratic Alliance has for years raised the alarm that the ANC in government at local and provincial level in the Northwest has been deliberate in collapsing service delivery and governance through cadre deployment, fraud and corruption to collapse any semblance of a democratic and constitutional state. The state of municipalities throughout the province resembles a failed state, as evidenced by the independent consolidated audit outcomes for local government for the financial year 2020-21 released by the Auditor General late last week. What further reinforces the failed state narrative is that 7 months after last year's election, newly established ANC government councils are already being placed under Section 139 administration. Should the destructive governance of the ANC continue, the people will find themselves in an increasingly desperate situation. Already, unemployment in the Northwest is just shy of 50% at 49.2%. More than 888,000 persons who can work cannot find work. This is almost half of the total labor force of about 1.8 million people. Out of 18 local and 4 district municipalities, the AG could not express an opinion on 8 municipalities. Unauthorized expenditure recorded across all local government in Northwest is almost at 2 billion. The audit outcomes paint a desperate picture for Northwest, but not all hope is lost. The AG identified that where the DA governs in the Northwest, year on year improvement in the audit outcomes are being made, while recording 22 clean audit across Western Cape municipalities during the 2020-21 financial year. It does not have to be this way. Should residents reject the destructive governance of the ANC and vote in the DA, people in Northwest will receive service delivery, infrastructure maintenance, economic growth and job creation. Because where we govern, we get things done and we deliver. Only the DA can rebuild Northwest, and the AG's audit outcomes is clear and independent endorsement of DA good governance. Northwest does not have to be a failed state under the ANC when it could be a capable state under the DA, just like the Western Cape.